السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهدي واقتدى بسنتي إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, one of the greatest challenges that stare at the world today is the fear of raising children. One of the greatest fears that stare at the world today is the fear of raising children. The fears that haunts the mind of every individual without exception is, what would happen to a generation in a society that has become totally immoral and devoid of values? And as we draw closer and closer to the day of Qiyamah, and we find the prophecies of the Nabi of Allah manifesting before us on a daily basis, that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said that we had barely dusted our hands from the grave of the Nabi of Allah, and already we found that the conditions around us had changed. In other words, the burial of the Nabi of Allah, which marked the termination of the golden era, was felt so instantly, so immediately, that we had barely dusted our hands from the grave of the Nabi of Allah, and already we found that the conditions around us had changed. What about you and I, who find ourselves 20 centuries down the line? In the hadith, the famous narration, one sahabi, when Nabi alayhi salam left this world, so addressing his companions, what did he say? That innakum lata'amaluna a'amalan yadaqu fi a'yunikum min ash-sha'ri kunna na'udduha fi ahdi rasulillah min al-mubiqat. He said, oh my companions, I find many sins prevalent and common amongst you, which you have trivialized. I remember very well that if that very sin had to be committed in the era of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it would have been regarded as one of the most destructive crimes. That was the era of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, when we study Quran, you know my brothers, I mentioned this many a times. Unfortunately, we have not studied the language of Quran. You have barred yourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. You have barred yourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. Allah makes mention about Ibrahim alayhi salam in Quran. Who was this great Nabi of Allah? Inna Ibrahim kana umma. Ibrahim was not one man, one individual. He represented an entire nation. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was sent by the Almighty Allah into this world to destroy idol worship. He was sent by Allah to destroy idol worship. Yet he himself makes dua to the Almighty Allah that wajnubni wabaniya an na'bud al-asnam. That, oh Allah, save me, save my son, save my progeny from worshipping idols. Why? The environment he was exposed to was an environment of idol worship. The environment he was exposed to was an environment of idol worship. Now we all know how vulnerable our youth are becoming today. A boy of tender age is vulnerable to such crimes and such sins which were unheard of in the past. Never mind saying that what works for my children doesn't work for your children. Often a father has two or three children. What works for one child may work for the other child. But many a times it doesn't work that way. Like I said, I always say this, my brothers, if you have an obedient child, or if you have obedient children, it's the priceless gift of nature. It's the priceless gift of Allah. Like the Arabic poet says it so amazingly. What did he say? ذَهَبَ اللَّذَّاتْ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. He said there are three things that add a different flavor to human life. Number one is shammu sibyan wa mulaqatu al-ikhwan wal khulu ma'an nisah. Allahu Akbar. What did he say? Shammu sibyan, the smile of a young innocent child. Whilst there are those that are making their parents smile, how many are making their parents cry? Like one person said, when children are small, they make their parents' arms pain. When children grow up, they make their parents' hearts pain. We're living in a sick society. So what does the Arabic poet say? Shammu sibyan, the smile of that young innocent child. I swear by Allah, you have kids, I have kids. You know, my brothers, when you walk into your home and that little baby runs into your arms, I swear by Allah, it means more than this entire world and whatever it contains. You know, often I say this, you know, when you're a frequent flyer, you know, I have kids. Normally when you land at the airport or you come home, you know, your little kid, she comes and makes salams to the bag before she greets you. I mean, those are kids. I mean, it's the joy of the child. Shammu sibyan, the smile of that young innocent child. Wal khulum an nisa. What does he say? To sit in seclusion with your spouse and have a sound discussion. To sit in seclusion with your spouse and have a sound discussion. Give your wife that undivided time. Give her your undivided attention. Leave the stress of the day outside. Leave the stress of the day outside. I mean, spend quality time together. Like I always say, you know, on occasions of nikah, many of us, outside the house, we are ever smiling. Outside the house, we are never ever smiling. Inside the house, we are never smiling. Another man's wife impresses me. My own wife depresses me. My own wife depresses me. So what did he say? Shammu sibyan, the smile of a young innocent child. Number two, to sit with your wife and have a sound discussion. And number three, wa mulaqatu al-ikhwan, to have good friends, to have good associates, to have good company around you. It adds a different flavor to your existence on this earth. What did my Nabi say? Arba'atun min sa'adatil mar'a. There are four qualities that form the good fortune of a man. There are four qualities that form the good fortune of a man. The words of my Nabi. Number one, antakuna zawjatahu saliha. Number one is, you have a pious wife. Number two, wa awladahu abrar. You have obedient children. Number three, wa khulata'uhu salihin. You have good friends and you have good associates. And number four, ayyakuna rizqu fi baladi. Where your sustenance and your livelihood is in close proximity to where you live. You got a pious wife. You got obedient children, you got good friends, and your sustenance is in close proximity, you know, to where you live. What is there to complain about? Man asbaha minkum mu'afan fi jasadi, aminan fi silbi, indahu kutu yawmi, faka annama huyizat lahu dunya, bihaza fi riha, ay jumi'at bitamamiha. My word, what did my Nabi say? You get up in the morning, your back is straight, you have shelter above you, you have a spouse next to you, you have food to take you across the day. My Nabi said, consider yourself to be the king of the world. Consider, what is there to complain about? My brothers, we see what is happening in Palestine, what is happening in Gaza, where people are dying mercilessly. And here we speak about young kids complaining. Like one father told me, he said, Maulana, you know what? I bought a cell phone for my son, thinking I would surprise him. I come home, my boy, come here, I've got a gift for you. I give, Dad, this, I don't want this. I want the iPhone 16, man. I don't want this. I don't want this. You might blame the kids. But it's the upbringing. Psychologists today have written, what you instill in your child from that up to the age of 7 will remain with them for the rest of their lives. Will remain with them. What did the great giant Ali bin Abi Talib say? Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَسْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا إِنَّ الْجَمَالَ جَمَالُ الْأَقْلِ وَالْأَدَبِ وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّتِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ إِنَّ الْيَتِيمَ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. What did he say? لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ, it is not beautiful garments that adorn our children or beautify our children. It is not smart cars or palatial homes that adorn our children. It is morals, it is values, it is nurturing, it is tutoring. And then what did he say? لَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّتِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ إِنَّ الْيَتِيمَ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. A orphan is not only that child, listen to these words of Ali bin Abi Talib, a orphan is not only that child whose biological parent has died before he has reached the age of puberty, but an orphan is also the child who sees the presence of both his parents, but the child is devoid of mannerism, etiquette and conduct. By that definition of Ali bin Abi Talib, 90% of the youth of the Ummah have become orphans. 90% of the youth of the Ummah have become orphans. Faqih Abu al-Samarqandi in Tamim al-Ghafilin records two amazing incidents. So he says one day, there was this father. He comes to an alim. He comes to the scholar. And he complains to the scholar that my son is very abusive towards me. He's very arrogant towards me. So the scholar said, call your son. As this young boy appears before the scholar, he admonishes him. And then the scholar asked the alim a few questions. He said, number one, you are the father of this boy. Let me ask you number one. هَلْ عَلَّمْتَهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Have you taught your son the knowledge of Qur'an? He said, no. هَلْ عَلَّمْتَهُ الْعِلْمِ. Have you disseminated the knowledge of deen to your son? He said, no. You know, my brothers, I've traveled the world. What you find in this country, you will never find it in many countries across the globe. The mucked up system that we have. Every other corner you drive, you find a masjid. The people who came, our ancestors of yesteryear, they planted the seeds that today you and I are benefiting from the fruits of the seeds that they had planted. The question is, what seeds will you and I plant? What do they say in English? Not everyone can do great things, but each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. Not everyone can do great things, but each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. You know, often you find, speak to ulama, you know, as a parent, you find that you come and, you know what, this is my son, you better be careful how you deal with him. If you try and silence the one who is disseminating the knowledge of Quran and deen to your son, wallahi, I swear by Allah, I say the statement fearing the Almighty Allah, you have terminated the spiritual journey of that child that very day. That is the end of knowledge in that generation. You come and you have an attitude. If your child dies without understanding who is Allah, Allah is not going to hold any Maulana or any Appa or any Muallim responsible. These are indeed the well-wishers who join hands with you in fulfilling your responsibility as a parent. It's not the duty of a Maulana or a Appa to teach your children what is the deen of Allah. It is your responsibility as a parent. What we have, you know, this mucked up system. Like Imam Shafi'i used to say, you know, in the Arabic, you know, he mentioned so amazingly, he said that these institutes are forts that insulate our iman, that protect the iman of our children. You might take it for granted, in the simplicity of that mucked up system, it has preserved iman and Islam for generations. And inshallah, it will be continue, it will be preserved right up to the day of Qiyamah. You know, we search for the best of schools. Rightfully so. I'm not opposed, my brothers. Send your children. Like I said, give them the best. But when it comes to the Islamic tarbiyah, why are we looking for the easy way out? Get someone to come home once a week. You know, teach my child a little Quran, how to do this. Like you send them to the best of schools, send them to the best of madrasas. And we are fortunate in our city that we have scholars and ulama, you know, to guide us. So anyway, this alim asked the father, have you taught your son Quran? He said, no. هَلْ عَلَّمْتَهُ الْعِلْمِ. Have you disseminated the knowledge of deen to your son? He said, no. هَلْ عَلَّمْتَهُ الْعَدَبِ. Have you taught your son respect, mannerism, etiquette and conduct? He said, no. The alim then tells the father, إِذَنْ فَشْكُرْ رَبَّكْ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَدْرِبْ رَأْسَكْ. When you have not invested in that young child, what else do you expect? You are lucky that that son of yours has not beheaded you.
You're lucky that that son of yours has not beheaded you. Some years back, I was invited to America for a program. So after the program, I was hosted by a brother. We're sitting and having meals. And this brother, his son was next to him. He said, my boy, get me a glass of water. The young boy looks at his dad. I'm not your slave. Get up and get it yourself, man. I'm not here to serve you. I'm not here to serve you. Get up and get it yourself. I mean, how often comes the holiday season? I leave it to my kids. You know, they make the decision. The father is no longer the father in the home. And this is what my Nabi had prophesied. That close to Qiyamah, أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, where a slave girl will give birth to a mistress. What is meant by that? Where youngsters will dominate over their parents. Where juniors will dominate over the seniors. Often I dealt with situations, a father comes to me, he said that, Monana, you know what, I need to tell my son this, can you perhaps, maybe just, he'll listen to you. So I said, you are the father. No, he's got more respect for you than he has for me. And this is what my Nabi prophesies, close to Qiyamah, أَدْنَا صَدِيقَ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. Allahu Akbar. A man will draw close his social friend and he will distance his father. Who is your father? No, you don't know who my father is. But that cricketer, that sports star, you know, he's my buddy. He's my buddy. So, Faqib al-Samarqandi, in the time of Sayyidina Umar, there is one father comes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu complaining. Similar concern. And this is one of the major questions that many parents are asking today. Why have the youth of today become so rebellious? Why have they become so disobedient? One is, of course, the medical perspective. What doctors might tell you that the child is suffering from ADD, ADHD, attention deficit disorder. These are medical terminologies, physical expressions, whatever it is. But when we look at it from an Islamic perspective, let us look at our lives as parents. Is there anything wrong in my life because of which my son or my daughter is suffering? Whilst every father, every mother wishes to impress on his or her child the good, that my son and my daughter must only see my good, they must not see my evil. Wallahi, my brothers, until you and I, as parents, will not discipline our own lives, wallahi, we are living in a fool's paradise. What did my Nabi say? إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِجَبَلٍ زَالَ عَنْ مَكَانِ. If someone had to tell you that a mountain has moved from its place, tell the man, I believe you. If someone had to tell you a mountain has moved, tell the man, I believe you. But if he tells you that so and so has, has changed his character, tell the man, I don't believe you. My Nabi said, the moving of a mountain is easier. The tarbiyah, the upbringing, the nurturing, you know, of our children. Wallahi, my heart cries. My heart cries when we see what has happened to the youth of the ummah. Embrace them, my brothers. Embrace the youth of the ummah. There are two things that scholars have written. It's a very vast topic to condense this in 20 minutes. We cannot do justice. The ulama have explained, number one, is that we need to express love to our children. Express love to our children. Very important. Nabi alayhi salam is sitting. There was one sahabi comes to the Nabi of Allah. And he sits next to the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, O Nabi of Allah, I would like to give my son a gift in your presence. Nabi alayhi salam said, Alaka waladun siwa. Do you have any other children? And many are guilty of this. Listen, do you have any other children? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I've got another son. Nabi alayhi salam said, why this unfair treatment? You're giving a gift to one and you're depriving the other. Nabi alayhi salam was sitting, there was a sahabi sitting next to him. His son came running. The sahabi picked up his son, made him sit on his lap. Few moments later, his daughter came. The father told his daughter that sit in front. Nabi alayhi salam said, why this unfair treatment? You made your son sit on the lap. You made your daughter sit down. How many parents complain? You know, we understand, like, you know, a person who's in a polygamous marriage, he would say that love is an involuntary emotion. So, but when a person has children, he would say, no, this is my blue-eyed boy. Undoubtedly, you know, that love, perhaps, Lat Lamaki, what they speak about, you know, the youngest, you show affection, but it's important that we need to maintain equality between our children. What I'm saying, number one, show love. Show love. The Nabi of Allah. What an amazing human being. The greatest of Allah's creation. When Nabi alayhi salam used to see children playing, Nabi alayhi salam used to make it a point of greeting little kids. How many of us do that? Not this lighty man, you know. Abdullah bin Mubarak, you know, one day he's walking on the road. Listen to this. So as he's walking on the road, there was a group of children that were playing. So as he passes them, the reality dawns upon him that the Nabi of Allah used to make it a point of greeting little kids. So he takes a few steps back and he looks at these children and he says, "Assalamu alaikum." One young boy stands up, "Wa alaikum salam." He responds with confidence. So Malik bin Dinar looked at this young boy and he said, "Let me ask you a question." Listen to the question. "Mal farqu bayna al-aqli wan-nafsi?" What is the difference between the human ego and the human intellect? What is the difference between the human ego and the human intellect? If somebody has to ask you and I that question, what answer would you give? This young boy looks at Malik bin Dinar and he said, "Your ego stopped you from greeting us, and your intelligence and your intellect made you take a few steps and greet us." Really, my brothers, if you're not greeting, there's something wrong. إِذَا دَخَلْتَ بَيْتِكَ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. You want barakah in your home. When you enter the house, make salam, you know, to your children, greet the wife. Today we are greeting everyone else. We're not greeting at home. Greeting everyone else. Giving everybody our time. Sahaba used to say, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ الشَّحَاءَ عَلَىٰ أُمْرِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دِرْهَمِهِ. Hassan Basri used to say, I sat with a group of Sahaba, I found that they were more possessive over the time than the wealth. They were more possessive over the time than the wealth. Ask them for money, they would give you whatever they owned. Ask them for time, they wouldn't give you a second. My brother's time is going, you know, in the blink of an eye, I get married, my child is born. In a blink of an eye, my son is walking. Then I'm entering him into school. He's graduating. And then he's getting married. The next thing I know, I'm a granddad. And I begin to wonder, where have the last 30 years of my life gone to? Give your children your undivided time. How many children complain? Monana, my son is forever with you. My father is forever with his friends, playing golf, going here, going there. He gives us no time. Sit with them, spend, give them quality time. Give your children that quality time. That's number one. Show them love. At the same time, what did my Nabi say? That keep the rod hanging. Keep the rod hanging and warn your children regarding the disobedience of Allah. Warn your children regarding the disobedience of Allah. How often don't we find the mother brings the child to madrasa, head is uncovered. My daughter, make sure you cover your head. Otherwise, Monana is there. Monana is as though some monster or something. Or, you know, make sure you read your Fajr. But as a father, you're not getting up for Fajr. What did my Nabi say? إِذَا أَفْصَحَ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فَعَلِّمُوهُمْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا تُبَالُوا مَتَى مَاتُوا. When your children develop the ability of speech, before you introduce yourself to your child, what did my Nabi say? Introduce Allah to the child. When Allah will be introduced to that child at the tender age, and that child when he grows up, when he will be asked about Allah, then he will respond like the Ismail of Ibrahim. Much could be said, our time is up. So like I mentioned, my brothers, I'll just end with this incident. So this father comes to Sayyidina Umar, and he complains to him, my son is very abusive towards me. Sayyidina Umar called this young man, he called this boy. So this young boy looks at Amirul Mu'mineen, and he said, I acknowledge my father has certain rights over me. My question to you is, do I have any rights over my father? So Sayyidina Umar tells this young boy, you've got three rights. He said, number one, when your father got married, it was his duty to select a noble spouse who will give birth to his children. Number two, when you were born, to give you a good Islamic name. And number three, when you matured and attained puberty, it was the duty of your father to teach you mannerism, etiquette and conduct. This young boy looks at Amirul Mu'mineen. He said, I want to negate all three. He said, what you mean? He said, when my father got married, he got married to a slave girl who has no lineage. When I was born, my father gave me such a name, I don't understand what it means. You know, often you find, Molana, the wife gave birth, mashallah, what name have you kept? No, we're just looking at different names. What names do you suggest? Muhammad, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Talha. No, those are common names, man. You know, go onto the internet, some hybrid name. So when he goes to school, he will not be out of space, out of place. What did my Nabi say? Give your children good names. Have you, you know, when my father was born, when I was born, my father gave me such a name, I don't understand what it means. And when I matured and attained puberty, my father did not teach me the knowledge of Quran. Sayyidina Umar calls the father, and he said, you have beguiled your son before he has beguiled you. You have been disloyal to your son before he has been disloyal to you. I leave you with these words. Our great Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi used to always make mention. He said, take out 5 minutes of your daily life. Make dua exclusively for this priceless gift of nature. Make dua exclusively. Yaqub alayhi salam, his children come to him and they ask for forgiveness. What did he say? He said that, oh my children, I wouldn't ask Allah to forgive you now. He said, Sofa astaghfiru laka rabbi. Soon I will ask Allah to forgive you. Commentators have written, he said, I will delay that dua for the early part of the morning. I will stand up, I will communicate with the Almighty Allah. How many of us honestly make dua for our children, my brothers? Take out time, make dua. Those who have children do not want children. Those who want children cannot have children. Like the other day, one brother comes to me, he said, Maulana, you performed my nikah, how many years? 10 years ago. How many kids? No, we're still in the planning stage. I said, planning for what? He said, no, fine. I said, Allah gives that child comes with its sustenance. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Every child comes with its sustenance. Wallahi, the joy. Ask those parents who do not have children. They are going to the extremes and the extents of adopting children to get the smile of that innocent child. May Allah preserve our children. Allah protect our children. May Allah make us true role models to our children. And may Allah bless them, those whose children are gone astray. These are the youth of the ummah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. They have that spark of iman. Do not condemn any child. Another man's son is like my son. Today it becomes, somebody's son is taking drugs, he's doing this. It becomes the talk of the town. Make dua. It's my son, like his, that man. Children come to the masjid. Like I said, embrace them. You're going to kick them out. There are millions out there that are going to embrace them. May Allah grant us their strength.